I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The EPA is going to stop collecting emissions data from the U.S. biggest polluters. Is the Trump administration giving the green light to major industries to go ahead and pollute? Is it dismantling the major efforts to fight greenhouse gases and potentially slow global warming? Should we be alarmed, or is this just an administration trying to reduce the bureaucracy? Let's go through it. So this is a move by the Environmental Protection Agency to stop the mandate making thousands of major polluters supply data on the amount of heat-trapping greenhouse gases that they release into the air. This is thousands of coal-burning plants, oil refineries, steel mills, and others across the country. Now, this data has been collected since 2010, and climate scientists say it is a major key to track carbon dioxide, methane, and other gases that are driving climate change. This is another attack by Donald Trump on science and what many researchers have called the leading existential threat to life on the planet. This comes as well as the administration has systematically erased mentions of climate change from government websites, while at the same time slashing federal funding for research on global warming. In July, the EPA moved to repeal the scientific finding that gives the government the authority to combat climate change as a whole, and also at the same time thwarted the offshore wind industry's efforts to build clean energy, not to mention the attempts to end tailpipe emissions controls. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says the Trump administration is living up to the promise of, quote, unleashing energy dominance that powers the American dream, saying the greenhouse gas reporting program is nothing more than bureaucratic red tape. He says it will save American businesses up to $2.4 billion in compliance costs. Whether or not that is true has not been confirmed. So, has this reporting effort since 2010 reduced emissions? There is a ton of data out there, some not so consistent, but a look at data from the Climate Change Authority, which monitors the data in the U.S., well, it says that reduction projection of 26% to 28% from 2005 to 2025, and expected to be 35% to 39% by 2030. So that is significant. But a look at some other areas, UK about 50% to 2027, Germany down 45% to 2030 projections. Which brings us to the next level. This is not only a U.S. problem, but President Trump on day one started the pullout mechanism from the Paris Climate Agreement. This is a United Nations initiative that was powered early on by the U.S. The U.S. has already missed the April deadline to even submit data. So this, again, is an issue of global leadership and stewardship. There are still some climate change deniers out there. A recent poll out of Yale shows around 70% of Americans believe it is occurring, with only 15% disagreeing there is climate change. That 15% has the ear and mind of Donald Trump. Personal. For those of us old enough to remember what it was like to try to look at the sky, almost be able to look at the sky through the haze, it was not good. I remember the first time my wife and I drove into Los Angeles from the San Francisco Bay Area. I'd grown up in L.A. and sure knew what smog was, but my wife looked out across the basin and said, "Hey, is that a thick fog bank out there?" And I said, "Sweetheart, that's just smog." She said, "And we're breathing that?" I remember L.A. in the 60s when it became hard to breathe and my eyes would water. For that alone, I can say we shouldn't go back to that, but breathing doesn't even begin to factor in climate change. So what do we make of all of this? Are the environmentalists who are desperately concerned about this just hysterical and have become Chicken Little crying that the sky is falling, or is Donald Trump dismantling government protections for all of us as well as the globe? Will we become as extinct as the dinosaurs? Is he in this just to save big business money while endangering our future? What makes sense?